We're talking about school budgets. We're joined by Jim Hoffman, the last voice heard from Fonda Fultonville. Also here, Tom Perillo, Greater Amsterdam School District. We welcome your calls, 684-0123. We'll be taking a break at 9:30. We'll bring in Steve Tomlinson of the Broad Auburn Perth School District. If you have questions or comments for the superintendents, our number, 684-0123. I'm trying to figure out some way to boil this down, you know, maybe all the years talking to people on the phone about schools and teachers and so on and so forth. And I've been a teacher. You guys have been teachers, right? I mean, in the classroom.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Are teachers paid too much?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I believe that anyone that would like to come in and spend some time during the day in a classroom from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade could see how difficult it is monitoring the students and teaching and getting your point across. I mean, it's a very, very difficult job. And, you know, you have to remember, we are talking about the education of our children.
Mm. Jim Hoffman?
Starting salary for a teacher is about $40,000 a year. If you to look at any other field, graduating with a bachelor's degree, you're going to be, in most of the fields, a higher rate than $40,000 a year. The most you can make as a teacher runs in the vicinity of $75,000 to $80,000 a year. And that's with a master's degree, because you're required to have a master's degree. So if you take a look at the incomes of people with master's degrees after spending their entire career in a field, that's where they are. People look at the top salary and say, look at how much they make. After 25 years in the field, that's how much they make. They don't make that walking in the door.
I do come from a family of teachers and preachers to some extent, and I've been a teacher. I wouldn't want to do it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't want to teach in a, you know, in the public schools. You know, I've taught in college, and that's bad enough. But in any event... But still, the teachers and well, never believe the preachers out of it for now. But the teachers I know have been related to. I mean, they've done well. I mean, this has been a good job over the years. And, you know, not that maybe it shouldn't be a good job, but have the school boards, the school administrations gone overboard in giving things to teachers? You know, you keep your step raises no matter what happens. You got this, the cost of living raises, you so on and so forth.
I really don't think so. One of the things that we learned last year when we went out to some of the senior citizens clubs and some of the PTAs, a couple of the people would come up to me and say, Mr. Perillo, even though it's a 0% tax levy, I'm still voting no. And a couple of times I said, well, geez, can you tell me why? The biggest issue that I could see and that I can see in Amsterdam is the benefits that our teachers get. And it's the same benefits that everyone else gets. But I believe some of the people believe they should pay a higher percentage of their health insurance.
Mm.
And there are places where they pay far less than they do in our area. In our vicinity, they pay in the vicinity of 12 to 15% for health benefits.
Mm. I had one caller... said the other day, one of my conservative friends, but he was talking more just about state workers. But he said, you know, they've got to start negotiating like Andy Cuomo, coming in with a layoff list in one hand and a list of concessions in the other. And I hear that a lot from people. They just don't think that, because once these contracts are adopted, I mean, your school boards really have relatively little wiggle room here to lower expenses.
That's true, but we also have negotiated that contract. You know, I'm not trying, I don't want to make it sound, well, we have a contract, we're stuck. We are, once the contract is signed. We agree to those contracts, we negotiate those contracts. Will we keep looking at ways? We got concessions in healthcare in the last contract that saved our district about $400,000.
Mm.
We will keep looking at that. And we save that $400,000 each year. It doesn't show in the budget after the first year because you already incorporate that savings into future years. But we will keep looking at things that we can do to try to reduce costs.
Tom Perillo?
Same in Amsterdam. A few years ago, we did have a complete district insurance change. That helped us out a lot. All of our contracts are due to expire June 30th, 2012, so we will be looking at all those things as well.
I think we have a caller on the line. Good morning, WVTL-FM.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I think that the teachers are overpaid. They both disagreed, but... they agreed that they weren't overpaid. I'm all mixed up. Anyway, I'm nervous. They're getting paid for 180 some days. So if you add the 180 and make it a full year, a lot of them would be earning almost $100,000. For a 180 day school year, or 82, whatever it is, I do think they're overpaid. You have to take into consideration when you figure these budgets, that people are on limited incomes. A lot of people aren't working. A lot of people are seniors. A lot of people have to pay their own health insurance, and then they have to turn around and supplement public employees. I know this doesn't solve it by saying it's not fair, but it isn't. Something has to be restructured. I don't know where you start. I don't pretend to know the answer, but I just think that with the benefits and the salaries, which is the biggest part of the budget, I think you will agree something has to be done. And they talk about the children. Well, the children in Amsterdam and the surrounding areas aren't going to have any homes because the people are going to lose their homes because they won't be able to afford the taxes. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
You bet. Response to the calling, Mr. Hoffman.
I'd be glad to respond. The situation with the folks having to pay for the property taxes is a big deal, and I agree with them. We've worked real hard to keep the property tax level to an even point. Our budgets we have shaved down, to the point where our budget for the coming year in 11-12 is only $7,000 more than our budget was in 2008-2009. Now, the difference is state aid. We have $2 million less in state aid in 11-12 than we had in 08-09. Hmm. We've kept our budget down. We've worked because we know the impact of people it has on people.
You know what I think is one of the issues, you know, and it affects me personally, is because I've worked both in the private sector and in state service, you know, state government. I think maybe people were more willing to accept the cost of education a few years ago, but now, you know, their health benefits have maybe been eliminated. Their brothers lost his job at the whatever mill, and, you know, things are tough now.
I think you're right. I think the economy has a lot to do with it. You know, and our caller that just called in. I mean, you know, things are high. We don't want to tax anybody any more than we have to. If we could have come up with a 0% tax levy again this year, we would have done that. And we try to do that. But she's right. You know, you need to look at all aspects. You need to look at all areas. And when we go to negotiate the contracts, she's right. We need to look at those things.
Tom Perillo of the Greater Amsterdam School District and Jim Hoffman of the Fonda Fulton.